over, Jake.
I'm moving. Jeez.
Thursdays are reserved for a man with a wider range of music knowledge than Jake could ever dream of.
This is the golden era. You would hear this on any radio station. You know, it wasn't like it is now. You know, you got country, you got R&B, you got pop, you got rap, you got rock. They didn't have that then. You heard everything.
A man who knows a good song when he hears it, just as much as a good diamond when he sees it.
You get a diamond!
Yes, I do get Brilliant. A diamond. I get a diamond, and that makes me happy.
It's time for Rick Heyman's Song of the Day, sponsored by Sartor Heyman Jewelers, on Early Break. On 93.7 The Ticket.
So from 1982, 464-56851 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on Rick Heyman, Sartor Heyman.
Ticket.
From 1982, Rosanna by Toto, 464-56851 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on Rick Heyman's Sartor Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day. You're up first today, Sip.
Oh, where's Bill?
He's here.
Bill, you can.
He
went first yesterday.
Yeah, you can't deny the art. It's not a badass song, you know. It is what it is. It's very much a staple song of the 80s. Sort of defines that period. One of the songs that I would say defines it. Never was one of my favorites, but I.
You would say that real quick. Do you say that Toto? That song defines the 80s.
No. It's one of the songs, I would say.
One of the songs.
The biggest song is
Even
Africa.
One of the songs, okay.
Yeah, one of the songs for sure. It was always on. Always on.
It was on a lot.
Always on. Heard it a million times. It's fine. Like I said, you can't deny the art. It's not my cup of tea. So what do you do with it? You give it a 5.01. That's what you do with it. 5.01.
Bill?
I don't know if that song, it was like it's on a loop, Steve. Mm-hmm. It was always playing.
I know.
And I don't know if anyone really cared for it that much. But it was always...
It's still going.
Somebody
it's still going.
It might be the most remarkable song I've ever heard because of that factor that it got so much playtime.
Right.
Would any of your friends had a Toto cassette?
No,
I would
no.
have had one friend would have had a Toto cassette.
I didn't have that one. And nobody
that
did.
Wouldn't have made it.
Nobody did.
Not
the Toto.
Would Haas have been playing Toto when he picked you up?
No.
Played Roseanne out of the car.
No, he was Rolling Stones all the way. No, not Toto.
Yeah.
Haas is Rolling Stones.
So Tumbling Dice. So how would you compare Tumbling Dice to Toto?
Wow, Bill. Bill just invoked Tumbling Dice, which is an incredible song.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Wow.
I'm with Steve. I can't get it to a 5. I can get it to a 3.9. Again, there's some. I'm sure there's art there.
Yeah.
It would not be walk up. It would be walk away.
I'll go slightly higher than Sip, like 5.3.
Okay, you kind of like it.
I don't think it's horrible. It's definitely not great, but it's middle of the road, like you
Rudy's
said.
Rudy's going to be a 4.6.
Okay, Rudy.
Ooh. Says Yawn Fest. Sorry, Rick. 3.1 from Rudy.
Ooh, that's as low as Rudy goes.
3.1. Our average is about a 4 something.
Yeah, 4.5 or something like that. Well, we're now joined by Rick Heyman, Sartor Heyman Jewelers. Rick, good morning. Not the highest scores on Rosanna by Toto, but you've had worse scores here on the show.
You've had worse, Rick.
You've had worse for sure.
That's a shame. Forgotten Gems. Yeah, we heard it all the time back then, but we don't ever hear it anymore. And you guys are obviously happy about that.
glad it went away.
Not ecstatic, but yeah.
Not upset at all.
Real quick, I got a shout out to Maroon 5, James Valentine. Real quick story.
Okay.
He used to work at Dietz Music, and I played golf with him one time with Doug Fenton, the owner of Dietz. A lot of really big-time guys came through Dietz back in those days. I'm sorry I didn't play a Maroon 5 song. I don't know a lot of them. I think there's a few that are really good. He's obviously unbelievably talented, and his band back then was called Happy Dog.
Okay.
Happy Dog.
And it was a trio, and they won a battle of the bands, and they moved to L.A., and the band didn't make it, but he made it, meeting up with the other dude, the guy on The Voice.
Adam Levine.
Lead singer. Adam Levine, yeah. And the two of them, they're kind of like the McCartney and Lennon of the whatever this era is. And they own all the songwriting. I mean, it's crazy how many records those guys have sold. So hats off to them and to James. He comes back occasionally, and I haven't seen him in forever. But, yeah, he was a great kid even back then, just a really cool kid. So I'm sorry I missed him. I wasn't in town. By the way, when the frost gets on the window – back at this is really aging me. I use CD cases as the scraper for the frost.
Oh yes. Yeah, you could do
cassette
that.
Cassette tapes were used too.
Yes.
The cassette tape container was used. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And then it always got all over your hand and you were freezing and you were young and idiotic and didn't feel like putting on a glove, you know, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm,
so, Okay. Toto 4, 1982, four times platinum, sold 4 million U.S. copies.
Okay.
Toto has sold 50 million total records. And by the way, I've seen him twice. I saw him with the original line, not the original lineup, like the second original lineup. They played at Harrah's in Omaha. That's like 15 years ago.
Harrah's?
And there was like, yeah, or whatever the casino. One up there is, the, I can't remember, one of those casinos. And there was like 200 people there. It was the early show. And most of them were all farmers and people that were the VIPs. They didn't even know what they were listening to.
200 people.
It was nothing.
Not a very big show. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small, independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Yeah, and so these guys are some of the most famous L.A. Studio musicians in history.
Okay.
They were sort of the next version of the Wrecking Crew. They played on every record back in the day. you know, which is the Michael Jackson. That was all Steve Lukather, the guitar player, who's still out there playing. I just saw him a year ago in Arizona, and unbelievable. They're just still spectacular beyond belief. So some of the greatest musicians to ever come out of LA, they played with Michael Jackson, Boz Scaggs, Don Henley. They created the L.A. sound, the pop sort of really fat sound back in those days. So they were incredible. This song was earth-shattering at the time when it came out because it was just something really unusual. And a couple of quick notes about it. Steve Picaro, who wrote it, and Lukather, who's the guitar player, still playing, described it as the ultimate Toto track. Cashbox magazine said it is a varied palette of pleasing pop shades. Billboard said the arrangement is more complex than anything Toto's known for, mixing rock power chords with softer passages. Classic rock history critic Brian Cashinan rated it as Toto's greatest song, saying it was easily one of the 80s best singles. So with that in mind, Stump Sippers and the Coach, we're glad you brought your piano with you, Coach. Maybe you can learn a few chords on this song today. I know you love it so much.
Yeah,
I would like that. Yes, thank you, Rick.
I can teach it to you. I played it in like three different bands. Toto, okay, who's first?
Sip's first.
Sip?
Yep.
This record, Toto 4, won the following 2, 3, or 4 Grammy Awards.
This record.
The album.
Yes, three. Three Grammys.
You get a CD, it was four.
Okay. Didn't see that one coming.
Oh for one.
Four Grammy Awards in one night, and the Picaro brothers, all three of them, dad, Joe, was playing down in the orchestra pit that night. You know, they have the band down in front at these award shows. Their dad was a jazz musician and played in all of these orchestras in L.A., and he was in the pit that night playing when they won four Grammys. That had to have been pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, Coach, this song was allegedly written about the keyboard player Steve Picaro's then-girlfriend, Rosanna. Was it about Rosanna Arquette, Roseanne Barr, or Rose Royce?
Arquette.
You get a diamond, yeah.
Nice, Bill. All right.
Who's Rosanna Arquette?
Who is that?
Who is that?
She was a famous actress back in the 80s.
Andy Garcia's love interest.
Andy Garcia's the dater.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
I know Patricia.
Andy Garcia.
Blaine Fox. They showed him a Ford DiCaprio last night somehow.
Yeah, he was kind of underrated. Okay, and for everybody is Toto, 50 million plus records, still out touring. Are they in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, yes or no?
I don't think so.
I'm going no.
I'm going they shouldn't be.
Three diamonds, no, because, and as a bonus, because of what song?
Maybe that one.
Because of Rosanna, Bill, Rick.
Actually, it's because you all lose. It's because of Africa.
Why is that a problem?
The people that run the Hall of Fame hate the song Africa. It's only sold, I don't know, 25 million.
It's the biggest song by far.
Toto,
if I can.
Wow, what is that? How's that song go?
We're gonna bless the rains down in Africa. Oh, yeah. That one.
Bless the rains down in Africa.
Yeah, that's the one.
And every time they play it, I've seen them twice, the crowd absolutely loses their mind. So
I bet they do.
Rick, what's happening right now at Sauter Heyman Jewelers?
Sauter Heyman, if you looked at the price of gold lately, it's at an all-time high. We buy gold. So if you've got grandma or mom's old gold laying around and you haven't done anything with it, go through the jewelry box, find out what's in there, bring it in. We're going to pay you top dollar right now. Plus a bonus if you trade it in, you're going to get more. We also carry Heartland Diamonds, patented 87 facets, the most beautiful diamond in the world, or we'll throw in a free pair of dollar store readers to make sure you're not blind. We carry watches, Swiss watches from all over the place. I'm telling you, we sell more watches now than any time in our history. We do have the outlet store downtown, 30 to 70% off every day. Don't forget our Husker jewelry, our custom-made collector Husker jewelry, 120 years old, four generations. Breakers get 10% off in Lincoln and Grand Island, starterhama.com. I'll post more interesting things about the fabulous Toto on my personal Facebook. And I love hearing from breakers on my Facebook. Feel free to message me. I love hearing from you. That's all I got, fellas.
All right. Good job, Rick.
Always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you next week.
Good job.
Bye-bye.
That's Rick Heyman. Song of the day was Rosanna by Toto from 1982. That's not the reason why they're not in the Hall of Fame. It's Africa.
Maybe it's this song.
Hour two is next. A hot seat update next. An early break in the ticket.